Now, welcome back to the Dog Pound Report. As you know, the Browns are very supportive of all the professional teams in town. And right now, they're all about the wine and gold. So let's head out to the West Coast. Sitting outside Oracle Arena, a guy who sits here on Sunday mornings, our own Andy Baskin joining us. And Andy, I guess the most important thing, the news came out on Friday, Kyrie Irving, the fractured left kneecap. He's done. How does this team not only try to replace him, but how do they rebound from this loss?
Well, I don't know that they can replace Kyrie Irving, especially after the way he played in Game 1, and we were all concerned about at what level he would be, because earlier LeBron had said, look, even Kyrie at 40% is better than no Kyrie at all. Well, now you're at no Kyrie at all. So the fact that he played at like 85% before the injury in that Game 1 of the NBA Finals, it hurts. It really stings, because he was able to play so well. So the Cavaliers are going to have to go next man up, and Mike, as you know, and as everybody across Northeast Ohio knows, that the Cavaliers have been able to play without Kyrie Irving. The difference, though, this isn't the Chicago Bulls. This isn't the Atlanta Hawks. This is the Golden State Warriors, who are deep and they can hurt you in many ways. So that's what the Cavaliers are going to have to do, figure out a way to replace his 23 points that he had in Game 1. It is a daunting task for this team.
Andy, can LeBron James sustain the pace of playing 45-plus minutes, really scoring at a high pace if this series happens to go 6 or 7 games?
Well, look, if the Cavaliers are going to do this, they're going to need LeBron to play the best basketball of his entire life. Let's be honest, he's got to carry this team, much like he carried the Cavaliers to the NBA Finals in 07 against the Detroit Pistons. He got them there. Well, he's in the same boat here, although this team is really good, the Golden State Warriors, as we saw in Game 1. So if LeBron wants a crowning moment in his career, it would be lifting the Cavaliers to the NBA Finals championship without Kevin Love, without Anderson Varejão, and now without Kyrie Irving. This is going to be a tough task for LeBron, but if there's any player on earth that can do it, it's LeBron James.
Well, Andy, one of the things to come out of Thursday's loss to the Warriors realized, I guess, what the Celtics, the Bulls, and the Hawks all realized, how good Tristan Thompson is and how valuable he has been to the Cavaliers in this postseason. But they lost the rebound battle on Thursday night, and that has been something the Cavaliers have not been used to in this postseason.
Yeah, look, when the Cavaliers win the rebounding battle in the postseason, they are 12-0. That's something that has to happen for the Cavs for them to be able to beat the Golden State Warriors. The one thing the Cavaliers also did, and Tristan definitely played into this, is they played better defense than they have been doing so far. Look, they stopped the Splash Brothers from really dominating the game, and every time that they started to get hot, the Cavaliers were able to shut them down. Well, Tristan Thompson is not only going to have to shut them down on the boards, he's going to need help from LeBron James also on the boards, but Tristan's going to have to help out offensively. They are going to need other offensive weapons going into Game 2. And Tristan, in the past, let's face it, he was one of the superstars on this team. He is going to be asked to do more to help the Cavaliers win. This could be one of the greatest moments in Tristan Thompson's life if he's able to do more than just the little bit that they've asked him to do all season, which he's been excellent at. Now he's going to have to expand his offensive game in Game 2, starting with tonight's game.
Andy, every sports team here in Cleveland is very aware of the lack of a championship in 51 years. And the Cleveland Browns and their players, Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, have turned out in full force to support the Cleveland Cavs in the NBA Finals. What do you look forward to as the Cleveland Browns really pour out support for the Cleveland Cavs to hopefully eradicate that void of a championship here in Cleveland?
Well, I think they're really, and you kind of touched on it there for a second, how cool it's been. If you go back to the playoffs and you talk about Joe Thomas trying to get the crowd fired up, or Joe Hayden, that's the thing about Joe that I love. Look, he had the celebrity softball game last night. Joe likes giving back to the community, and I think that's true for most players in Berea. But to see Joe at every one of these Cavs games, I really think it's important, especially for that past millennial generation that really takes a lot of pride in the fact that these players like to stick around in the offseason and they want to be a part of the community. Joe is like the best guy on this team as far as doing that, because he gives back not only to the Browns, but you see him at the Indians. And when these guys show up for the Cavalier games at the Q for the NBA Finals, I know fans of all the teams of Cleveland appreciate the fact that these guys want to be a part of the community. And I think both Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden have done a great job of giving back to the community. And we see that at Cavalier games, and we will see it again there during the playoffs.
Andy, isn't it pretty cool, though, that guys like the Browns players, they're not from Ohio, as most of these guys, but they support all the teams within Ohio. And that's kind of a pretty cool thing, especially they're all professional athletes. But when they get into this city, they truly are all in Cleveland.
Well, and look, if there's one thing we can learn, it's how great the fans have been for the Cavaliers here. And we all know how great Browns fans are because they come in, week out, and it doesn't really matter what the outcome is. They are there to support the team and the city. And I know the players realize that. The Cavaliers have definitely realized this, too. And Mike, I hearken back to the closeout game against Atlanta where he was talking to the team before, talking about winning it for the city, winning it for the city. 51 years has been a long time. The Cavs have the best opportunity now, but you can see that the momentum rolls not only to the Cavs, the Indians, but to the Browns as well. And when you're feeling good about one sports team, as we've seen in other cities before, when one sports team gets on a roll, the others seem to do the same.
Andy, thank you for getting up so early this morning. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll see you when you get back to town.
You got it, guys.
Now the Dog Pound Report continues after this timeout.
When we return, we bring you our social post of the week and weekly predictions.